Well, good afternoon. It amazes me how the GHSA can continue to keep its head in the sand about some things, and on others, hypothetically infringe on the student-athlete's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as the Declaration of Independence says. They get all bent out of shape about NIL, that's an abbreviation for name, image, and likeness, after they granted the right for student-athletes to use this tool to get money. The athlete could have a company pay for using one of these tools on merchandise or use that athlete in an advertisement as long as the athlete didn't have anything that identified them with their school. Now, the athlete can't be a member of a collective or NIL club. An example of that is a group getting together and pooling their money in order to entice an athlete to stay at their school or get one to come to that school. If that athlete is a member, they could lose their eligibility. To me, that's like saying,
you can look at the menu, but you just can't eat. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the can't have a swim.
So, what are they supposed to do? Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports from the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studio. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.